In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, is anybody listening? And that's not a question I'm asking you. It's a question that I ask myself often when I climb up these three steps into this box. I'm grounded enough to know that not every sermon that is preached from here, and I'm just speaking about mine, has been worth listening to. On July 8th, all the way back in 1741, the famous Jonathan Edwards preached his famous sermon about the wrath of God up in Congregational New England. And he titled that sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Word about Jonathan Edwards' sermon spread quickly from small towns in Massachusetts where he preached it, to Boston, on down to Connecticut, and yet on to New York City. He had called people to task. In that sermon, he said to the congregation gathered in his congregational church that morning that any Christian who has affection for Christ and reverence for God ought to be aware of their deep need for the gospel of grace that we know in Jesus Christ. And he said, and therefore there ought to be coming forth from all of you many acts of love and kindness and justice. They ought to be forced, he said, to come out of you. And therefore, as you show these many acts of God's love to other people, it should bring about a change in your life. Well, printed copies of that sermon that Jonathan Edwards preached in 1741 were quickly distributed. And when some people in Massachusetts read it, their reaction was this. They were glad they hadn't gone to church that Sunday morning and happy that they didn't have to sit and listen to that sermon. Well, in this evening's gospel reading that the deacon just read, St. Mark tells us that Jesus' own people from his own hometown didn't want to hear what he had to say. Where did he get this authority, they asked. And the question that Jesus is asking his hometown people in that gospel this evening is, does anybody want to hear what I have to say? Jesus asked, is anybody listening? Jesus' message was the message that he had carried all over the small towns of Judea and Galilee. This message, this was his message. The time is now. The time has come. The kingdom of God is at hand. I am here among you. Do you not recognize me? Change your ways and hear the good news that I've come to tell you about your life ahead. But the people were tough, and their lives were cluttered with all kinds of other things. They turned away from him without giving him any believability. But because Jesus' disciples drew close to him and listened carefully to him, they heard the message. and they followed him. And 2,000 years later, think about it, we gather like this on an evening, even when the air out there is so polluted. We gather to have the message of Jesus' love and his grace and his peaceful words reinforced in our lives. And then we go out of here and we try to show other people by the way we live that we have something special going on in our lives. I close with this. Someone heard a story on September 20th, 1989. The place was the city of Pretoria in South Africa. And on that September day, F.W. de Klerk was being installed as president of South Africa. And unlike leaders of many other nations in Africa at that time, de Klerk was a man who regularly went to church. No one in South Africa was surprised that on the morning of his inauguration, President de Klerk invited his favorite pastor and friend named Peter Bingo to conduct a service before the inauguration. Right there in Pretoria, everyone gathered. They sang familiar songs. They prayed very carefully worded prayers for the occasion. Then Pastor Bingo stood up in the pulpit and he began to speak, hoping that the man who had invited him for that austere occasion was listening. Listening. And the pastor began this way. President-to-be de Klerk, you are standing in the council chamber of God. At this moment, God is calling you to do his will. God has called you to serve now as president of South Africa. God's call to you is not that you serve as president to some of the people, but as president to all of the people of South Africa. By the time the pastor finished the words he prepared to speak that morning, President de Klerk was in tears. By the time he pronounced the benediction, President de Klerk nodded. I heard you. And he called his family and his friends to gather around him as they proceeded to the inauguration. And he said, I need you all to pray for me. God has told me this morning what I must do. And if I do what God has asked of me, I will be rejected by many of the people. Sounds like Jesus. Pray for me that I might have the courage and the strength to do what God is asking. Soon thereafter, President de Klerk took steps toward the release of Nelson Mandela from prison. 5 months after that inauguration on February 20th, 1990. President de Klerk dismantled the system of apartheid and released Nelson Mandela from prison. Each of you has heard the story of God's love for you, of God's grace in Jesus Christ for you. Now, what is God calling you to do? What have you heard? Amen.